Goldman Sachs gets swept up in a big Malaysia financial scandal. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, a titan of Wall Street. Goldman Sachs got hit with criminal charges in Malaysia today, and employees could face prison terms if convicted. It's related to the scandal surrounding 1MDB, a Malaysia government-owned bond fund at the center of fraud and bribery investigations in at least five countries. The BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head reports.
The 1MDB scandal has already snared former Prime Minister Najib Razak and his wife in criminal charges and several other officials and financiers. But the Malaysian government believes it also has a case against one of the world's largest banks, Goldman Sachs, which earned $600 million for its role 6 years ago in issuing billions of dollars of bonds for the 1MDB investment fund, a fee Malaysia argues was excessive. Much of the money raised by the bonds is now believed to have been illegally siphoned off by people linked to Mr. Najib, who lost power in a shock election defeat in May. Goldman Sachs argues that the charges filed against it by Malaysia are misdirected and says it is cooperating with all the investigations into the scandal. One former Goldman Sachs banker has already pleaded guilty in the United States to charges of bribery. Another has been arrested in Malaysia.
The benchmark U.S. 10-year interest rate is down at 2.87% this morning. The market-moving news happens on Wednesday when Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up 2 days of meetings. Economist Julia Coronado joins us many a Monday. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how the Fed words its statement is crucial. What are the tells that you'll be looking for in that statement?
Yes, the language is everything. So currently the statement refers to further gradual increases in interest rates as likely to be appropriate. We would expect that they will probably either delete that or alter it somehow to indicate potentially greater patience on interest rates next year.
With the presumption that there are some warning signs surrounding the U.S. economy?
That's right. There are some risks that we can see on the horizon. One, they've already raised rates a lot, so they're closer to an interest rate that looks like a neutral interest rate to them. Number two, there are some risks. We see a lot of volatility in financial markets. That volatility reflects in part slowing global growth, declining earnings expectations, things that might signal slower growth in the U.S., and we'll just have to watch the data and see.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We're also watching the uncertainty wash over healthcare stocks this morning. While Obamacare is still in force, a federal judge ruled it illegal on Friday. Appeals and possibly new legislation could now happen. The insurance company Cigna, the stock is down 2.3%. CVS Aetna stock is down 1% at the moment. United Health down 2%. Marketplace is more than a radio program. As a nonprofit news organization, we strive to provide a public service that fulfills a vital mission. Now is the time to show that you value what you learn from Marketplace. Invest in the news you trust, and your donation will go twice as far, thanks to our friends at Candida. Give today at marketplace.org and keep reliable, independent journalism going strong. Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Does mass transit get easier if we can dig tunnels quicker and cheaper? That's one of the bets behind Tesla CEO Elon Musk's side venture, the Boring Company. Haha, boring, uninteresting, but boring as in digging. This new prototype tunnel in the Los Angeles suburb of Hawthorne is part of a grand plan to get people out of what Musk calls soul-destroying traffic, not just in L.A., but maybe in Chicago, D.C., and beyond. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Filmmaker Brandon Ruckdashel is a big fan of Elon Musk. He sees him as a visionary innovator who found success against all odds in the electric car and private space industries. So when he heard Musk was throwing his energy into busting gridlock, he got pretty excited.
I think it's great. They're offering a different way of looking at things.
Ruckdashel bought half a dozen hats with the Boring Company logo on them, and he's scheming to make a trip from New York to L.A. to try out the tunnel.
Heck yeah. I'm not scared.
The idea to move people and cars underground is hardly new, it's just expensive. Musk says he can make the process much cheaper with smaller tunnels and faster boring machines.
He very well might be able to.
James Moore is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Southern California.
But that's not what would solve the problem of how to dig these tunnels.
Moore says there are bigger challenges to building large infrastructure in cities.
The questions here that are most relevant are institutional.
California requires a really in-depth environmental review that can take years and cost millions, and the process can get bogged down by lawsuits. Musk has already gotten a taste of that. He canceled another proposed test tunnel on the west side of L.A. after local residents sued. And then there are property rights. Landowners have to give permission or be forced through eminent domain to allow tunneling beneath them. Even if the Boring Company clears those hurdles, there's no guarantee tunnels will provide the traffic relief Musk has promised. Juan Matute teaches at UCLA's Institute of Transportation Studies.
It's hard to pinpoint an example of an engineering solution that has done something to actually reduce traffic congestion.
Matute says innovations from streetcars to freeways have done little to reduce urban congestion. The easier you make it to travel through a city, the more people will do it. He says it's a well-studied phenomenon called induced demand.
If you build it, they will come.
The principle won't apply underground, Musk argues, because there's no limit on space, so tunnels could be 100 lanes wide. But that kind of negates the whole smaller, cheaper tunnel deal. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And there's news today. Google is investing $1 billion in a new office complex in New York City. The advertising media and data company already inhabits a long, low building that, if stood on end, would be the tallest building in Manhattan. Last week, Apple said it's putting $1 billion into a new campus in Austin, Texas, and Amazon is doing new Queens, New York, and Northern Virginia complexes as tech moves its physical presence eastward. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.